Close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out, and notice where you feel the breath. Focus your attention there, and then stay there. You have to be alert and very still. First, you're going to be observing the breath, then you'll be observing the mind. Being with observing the breath, you want to ask yourself, if I try long breathing, what does that feel like? If I try short breathing, what does that feel like? Experiment for a while. Heavy, light, fast, slow, deep, shallow. There's plenty to play with here. When the breath gets comfortable, you can think of it spreading out throughout the body, down the spine, out the legs, down the shoulders, out the arms, all throughout the body. Make this a pleasant place to stay. Johns compare being a meditator to being a hunter. You have an idea of where the animals tend to go, and so you go there and you sit there very quietly. If you make any noise, they'll run away. So you have to be very still. But at the same time, you have to be alert. If you're very still, you might fall asleep, and then they can go right beneath your nose and you would see them. We're here hunting our defilements, here hunting our greed, aversion, and delusion. Not because we want to eat them, but because they've been causing trouble in the mind. So think of yourself as hunting them down. And that requires that you be very quiet, because when the mind is running around, they can run around too, and you wouldn't know. You're making a lot of noise, you're running around, everything is a blur. They can be right in front of you, you don't know. So you have to be very quiet, so they don't know you're there. But you do have to be alert, because when they start coming, they come in very subtle ways. For the most part, we're aware of our anger or our lust or our greed when it's full-blown. By that time, it's taking hold. You want to get these things right at the very beginning with just a little thought. Maybe you want to go there. And another part of the mind says, yes, let's go there. And then you're off. Well, before that happens, you want to get a sense of when the subtle movements in the mind that could turn into defilements get going. And then you can breathe right through them. Nip them in the bud. So think of yourself as a hunter. Here in the West, we don't have much experience that way, because most hunters go with really heavy equipment. In the old days, the hunters didn't have that much equipment, so they had to be very skillful. Anthropologists studying ancient cultures or hunting cultures found that they cannot master the skills of hunting, because it requires a lot of concentration and a lot of poise, a lot of circumspection. So try to revive that set of skills here with your mind. Then when the defilements come in little bits and pieces or little tiny forms, you can wipe them out, breathe right through. Wherever there's any tension in the body that corresponds with the thought, just breathe right through it. And the thought will have a place to hold on. So we're here to wipe out your defilements. And it's easiest when they're small. So you have to be very, very alert, so you don't scare them away. That way you catch them. And you'll be free from the harassment that they've been doing to you, the power they've had over the mind.